Australia, how you going? That's right, man. It's NBA Australia. It's Thursday, February 8th. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, one half of the Geelong Guys NBA podcast, and I am currently in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know everything that's going on in the NBA, who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today. Just out here repping Australia, mate. Talking NBA junk for your favourite daily NBA podcast. What do you reckon? Oh, yeah, not bad. All right, trade deadline day. You ready? We're coming out a little later today to let anything that was going to happen happen, but it's been slower than expected, so we'll cover off what we can today. Maybe even break some news. What do you reckon? Okay, so awesome night of NBA to talk about as well. We've got LeBron game winners, huge James Harden games, whole mess of other stuff, and there's also the usual dumbassery. Yeah, Nas, Ben and Lonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion of the day, and as we do every day, we check on every Australian NBA player just to see how they're going. And it's Thursday, so we also have Kiwi Corner checking on Stephen Adams, hey, boo. And where in the world is Jonah Bolden? We'll play that, that's nice. We'll preview all the games tonight, and there's some absolute bloody corkers, I'll tell you. And we'll finish up with the brand new The Diary of Stephen Adams. Oh, it's a fun one, I'll tell you. So let's get to it, NBA Australia. Woo! G'day, this is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better, because it is the whip around. Let's do it. NBA Australia, the whip around. So we've got some trades. Willie Hernan Gomez, Big Willie, got sent to Charlotte for Johnny O'Brien in a second. Ah, the Knicks. Oh, but he asked to be traded. I don't fucking care. You've got no centers apart from fucking Enes Kanter, you morons. Jesus, Knicks. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. Jimmy Nelson is being sent to Detroit for Willie Reed. I mean, shit, when the biggest trade of the day is fucking Jimmy Nelson being sent to Detroit for Willie Reed, we've got a fucking problem with trade deadline. Oh, jeez. Pistons Pelicans are trying to swap Bryce Johnson for Dante Cunningham. I mean, sure, that makes sense for the Pistons, I guess, but, like, aren't the Pelicans trying to be, you know, good? Dante Cunningham's okay? Anyway. Whatever. Lou Williams also signed an extension yesterday. 3 years, $24 million, which is actually fairly important. A, it takes up a big trade piece, and the Clippers are like, yeah, we should definitely sign the 31-year-old scoring guard to a long-term deal because the Clippers are morons. Anyway, but it's actually important because it sets the market for this year's free agents, and also it means that they're all fucking boned, son. What do you reckon about that? Oh, Jesus. All right, let's get to the game wraps, and we'll talk about some trade stuff later on as well. All right, Wednesday night, what happened? Oh, the Nets lost to the Pistons, just like we called it. Pistons win 115-106. The Blake-era Pistons are 5-0. Unbelievable. This was a back-to-back for the Nets. Jarrett Allen, the rookie for the Nets, had a massive game. We'll talk about that later. But Allen Crabbe had a career-high 34 points. 34 for the $19 million man. Not bad. 13-22. 6-14 from three. Just a shame the rest of the fucking team didn't do shit. Joe Harris with 18 the night before he might end up being traded today. And D'Angelo Russell. D'Angelo! He had more turnovers than points. The old number two pick. Yeah, not good. 6 turnovers, 4 points in 17 minutes. D'Angelo, not great. Sauce Castillo as well. 0 of 6 in 12 minutes. Yeah, that'll fucking sink you. When you've got, you know, D'Angelo Russell and Sauce Castillo. That's right, two fucking high lottery picks from a couple of years ago. Going basically fucking 1 of 14 between them. Oh, Jesus. How about Detroit, though? Oh, shit. Blake Griffin, 25 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists. Blake just out there smashing in the Motor City. And Andre Drummond. Are you fucking kidding? Unbelievable. Andre Drummond, 17 points, 27 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Ah, man. 19 for Stanley Johnson as well. I mean, sure. Good on you, Stan. You reckon he's just on the team because Stan Van Gundy's like, man, I just need another dude named Stan on my fucking team. Just how it goes. All right, well, a little bit of breaking news. Mark Stein just tweeted out, the Raptors are trying to work their way into the Andre Jordan trade mix. Sure. I mean, do you, Raps? Do you? Man, if they can have, like, Ibaka and Jordan next to each other, though, shit, that's terrifying. Anyway, moving on. Rockets beat the Heat in Miami. Heat have now lost 5 straight. Five straight. CP3 and Harden are fucking unstoppable, man. So the Heat win this without Eric Gordon, Ryan Anderson, and Trevor Ariza. That's like two starters and a super sub. And the Rockets still beat one of the best teams in the fucking East. Unbelievable. Harden puts up 41 points. 41 of the bastards. Can you believe that? On 25 shots. He also has 4 rebounds, 6 assists on the second half of a back-to-back where they flew from New York to Miami in the dead of night. That is unfucking real. Chris Paul adds 24 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. Clint Capela battled manfully against Hassan Whiteside and bam, Adebayo ends up with 13-8 and 3 blocks. Miami, oh, rough one. Even though they looked fucking awesome in those Miami Vice uniforms, which are easily the greatest fucking alternate uniforms in the history of the NBA. They are so fucking tight. I want to get one. And I fucking like, and just like, Miami, fuck off. But damn, son, they are cool. Goran Dragic has 30 points. Josh Richardson, career high, 30 points as well. 16 and 17 for Hassan Whiteside. But what sank Miami was it was a bad night for the Johnsons. Oh, the Johnsons got tickets to the game? How'd they get tickets? Man, fuck the Johnsons. James Johnson had a shocker. 4 of 12 for 9 points. And Tyler Johnson went 1 of 7 for 3 points. That's a combined 2 of 11 from 3-point land as well. Oh, Jesus, that's a rough one. But there you go, Rockets on the back-to-back, smash it, the Heat. 5 straight. I wonder if they're going to fuck up some shit during the trade deadline. What do you reckon? They've got these mid-sized deals as well that can get flipped pretty easily, but at the same time, there's a lot of money left on a lot of those deals, so it's a tough one for the Heat. Hard, hard situation. All right, how about the fucking headliner? Wolves versus Cavs. Oh, what a fucking game. It goes to overtime. Cavs win it 140 to 138 because of a LeBron James game-winning buzzer beater turnaround Jimbo. Oh, 1 second left. Unbelievable. This was a fucking corker. The best part is LeBron missed a game winner at the end of regulation. And then how often do you get to fucking have a chance to redeem yourself straight away, basically in overtime? I mean, no one else is going to take those shots on the Cavs because they're all too afraid of LeBron, but still, unbelievable. This game was a fucking corker. 34 lead changes. They hit 40 combined threes, which is an NBA record. This was an absolutely fucking bonkers game. So LeBron has a triple-double as well as the game-winning buzzer beater. He has 37 points, 15 assists, 10 rebounds, and a block that saved the fucking game in overtime. This was amazing. So he fucking saved the game on one end and then won the game on the other end within the span of 3 seconds. Basically came out of nowhere, blocked the absolute fucking bejesus out of a shot by Jimmy Butler. The ball's picked up by J.R. Smith. Smith calls a timeout. Jeff Green passes the ball into LeBron. Jimmy Butler somehow just lets him catch the fucking ball. Is not right on him. LeBron turns around, top of the key, bang. All she wrote. Fucking hell. Jeez, the Cavs needed that. Would have been a fucking heartbreak had they lost. 7 Cavs in double figures. Isaiah Thomas with 13 points on 8 shots, which is better. That's good. It's better than 13 on 18, which is where he's been sitting at lately. J.R. Smith, he woke up. He had 20. Kyle Korver had 14. Jeff Green, 13. Tristan Thompson, 17, realizing if he doesn't shape up, he's going to get fucking traded. This is their first win on national TV this year as well, the Cavs. Unfucking believable. They're 1-8 on national TV. Can you believe that? Jimmy Butler had 35 and was just fucking awesome. And Big Cat, Carl Anthony Towns, had 30 and 10, including 6 of 6 from 3. Just that fucking tight unicorn stuff. His parents are there as well, repping fucking hard in Cleveland, sitting front row in the fucking Wolves jerseys. It was sick. 14 points and 15 assists as well for Jeff O'Teague after playing one of the worst games in the NBA last week. Got to redeem yourself somewhere, Jeffo. But there you go. Wolves lose. Cavs win. Cavs needed that because Washington are right fucking behind them in the 3-4 spot in the East. And they need to fucking right that ship ASAP. Oh, the Jazz beat the Grizz. We nailed this one as well. The Grizz were shit on a back-to-back. Gonna be an absolute shit show, and it was. The Jazz have now won, get this, 7 fucking straight. Half a game back from the Clippers in 9, and only, basically, actually half a game back from the Pelicans. Yeah, the 2.5 games back from the Jazz. Yeah, there you go, half a game back from the old Clips. Unbelievable, unfucking believable. And rough one for Jingler, but that's okay. Rest of the team carried him through. Jazz win 92-88. Rudy, 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 Rudy. Ah, 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 ah. He had 8 points, 12 rebounds, 2 blocks. The old Gobert, the Stifle Tower. Rodney Hood with 18. And Ricky Rubio, 29 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals. Ah, it's all puppy breath and cinnamon. Donovan fucking Mitchell. Oh, do you reckon he hit the rookie wall? 9 points on 12 shots. I reckon that rookie wall is fucking real then. So he scored 40 last Friday, set out Saturday's win over the Spurs. He's gone 5 of 18 since and has scored 11 total points in 2 games. Yeah, needs that all-star break, there's Donovan fucking Mitchell. Just watch him get energized by the dunk comp when he fucking smashes. For Memphis, who gives a fuck? Marc Gasol had 20 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. But Jesus, I don't know. Oh, guys, you gotta fire the coach. That's why we're losing. Gee, I don't know, Marc Gasol. If you're fucking getting paid $20 million a year and only getting 20 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists with a bunch of scrubs, I think you're the fucking problem, mate. Andrew Harrison, 23 and 4. Sure. All right, Pacers and Pelicans. That got postponed to a leaky-ass roof, motherfucker. So that'll happen at a later date. That's so weird. Unbelievable. Spurs, final game. Spurs absolutely kicked the shit out of the Suns. 129-81. Patty Thrills, Mills! Game day, baller! Get him! Yeah, baller! Patty Thrills kills him. 18 points and 6 of 9 shooting. Nice. 5 of 7 from 3. Adds 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal and a block. Suns on a back-to-back. Spurs crushed him. Absolutely crushed him. Kept them to 9 points in the first quarter. Positively Cavs-esque. Jesus. 31-69 at the half. Nice. And that was all over Red Rover. They're up by like 40 at points in this. So, I mean, for Phoenix, absolute shit show. Josh Jackson, though, he's looking okay. The rookie, number 4 pick in last year's draft, 13-6. Not bad, not bad. But anyway, that's the game wraps for today. And what do you reckon? NBA Australia approved performance of the night. Who is it?
That's a knife,
LeBron. Oh, the game winner right in the fucking ghoulies for the fucking Wolves. Holy shit. It's a big Bowie knife in the butt. 37 points, 15 assists, 10 rebounds, a block that saved the game, a game winner on the other end. Unfucking real, especially after missing one regulation where he missed it, sort of turned around and went, hey, man, hey, sometimes you miss them. And everyone's like, all right, fucking maybe you should hit those shots, motherfucker. And then he did. Unreal. Unfucking real. So it was really good just to see him and fucking Jimmy Butler go back and forth. LeBron with 37 points, Jimmy Butts with 35. Wicked duel. Good teams. Fun as hell. It'd be nice if the Cavs sort of put this sort of shit together and, I don't know, the chaos is fun, but at the same time, it's also good when they're eking out wins like this against quality opponents. And we could also have James Harden with his 41 points on 25 shots on a fucking second half of a back-to-back with no sleep, basically. That is unfucking real. Good job, fast Jimmy Harden. Not bad, bro. Not bad. You get, I don't know, a coin. Nice. all right, who's old mate no-mates today? Who's got no-mates today? Let's say the maintenance guys in Indiana. Or is that in Pelicans? Oh, shit. No, is it Pelicans? Jesus, New Orleans, what are you doing? Yeah, that was the maintenance guys in New Orleans. Couldn't get their roof to stop leaking, eh? I don't know. Just fucking get up there, bro, and put you some roof seal. Roof, 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 roof. Just fucking get up there. So the maintenance guys, you've just cost your team a fuck ton of money. Because, like, everyone's in the building at this point as well. So they've bought a bunch of concessions. They're going to have to refund fucking everything. This is going to be brutal. So the maintenance guys in New Orleans, you've got no mates stay. All right, let's get to Better Than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Oh, are you coming for everybody? This is your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. It is hashtag Better Than Lonzo Ball. Whoa. And last night, Nets rookie Jarrett fucking Allen. Holy smokes. Unbelievable, man. Jarrett Allen, like, go the fro. He looks like a fucking foot and a half taller than he actually is because of this awesome fro that he's got. But goes out and absolutely fucking smashes. So, just the number 22 pick for the Brooklyn Nets via Washington. Better than the number 2 pick, I reckon, last night. Because Jarrett Allen has 13 points, 16 rebounds, a career high. 6 assists, also a career high. 1 steal, 2 blocks, amazing fro, even though the Nets lose. And he's fucking battling with like Andre Drummond and Blake Griffin. And the the rest of the Nets contingent is Timothy Mozgov. Yeah, not great, not great. Good job, Jarrett. That is fucking manful battling right fucking there. And that therefore makes you better than Lonzo Ball. Nice one. I love it. Lonzo also got a bit of news. He should be back soon. He's just trying out that right MCL with the non-contact drills. So I reckon after the All-Star break was where he'll be vlogging. So not bad. Let's get to Yeah Nas right after, let's say, this one.
Oi, 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 it's old mate Deli over here. That's right, Matty Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
Yeah, NBA Straya, we back. Oh, just on top of that Jared Allen point, holy shit, he's lost five games. He's averaging 15 and 10. Well, actually, 16 and 10 with like fucking, you know, a block a game. Unreal. Smashing it. Good job, big fella. Not bad. All right, Yeah Nas. You ready for Yeah Nas? We take three NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. And let's do it. So, we had the Cavs. Should they trade either of their picks for this trade deadline? Maybe convince the old idea of like maybe just upgrading and keeping LeBron James happy. What do you reckon?
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, look, I'll be just trying to get other picks as well. Maybe don't part with the Brooklyn one, but everything else should be up for sale. But yeah, so Cleveland and Lakers apparently in serious talks on a trade. Maybe that'll be for, that's according to Woj. So Cleveland and Lakers, what do you reckon? Julius Randle, Jordan Clarkson? Cleveland is trying to also get into a Kemba Walker deal, but Michael Jordan isn't easily parting with the guy. So, I don't know. It's going to be a rough one for the old Cavs, but I don't know. You sort of see last night, if they can just upgrade their defense a little bit and JR hit some fucking shots, they're in any game. It's bananas. Maybe they just need to play better. Will the Clips regret the Lou Williams deal? Yeah, nah, yeah. Of course they fucking will. They're the fucking Clippers. Like, now you've got 3 years of, like, Lou Williams money on your books. I mean, even though the last year is, like, a team option. I don't know. It just seems like a deal where it's like, all right, we want to be bad, but not that bad. Like, if you're going to be fucking bad and trade Blake, or you just weren't happy to fucking stay this course and get in the fucking free agency sweepstakes, it's bananas. So, if they trade DeAndre today, I just don't know why the fuck they would sign Lou Williams. You know, he's good, sure, but at the same time, you can always trade that contract next year, I guess, but Jesus, man. Jesus. And then finally, look, part of this trade deadline shit... Will there be a big Denver and Charlotte deal? Yeah, nah. Yeah, I reckon there could be a bit of traction. It's like a couple of the teams that needed sort of do something, right? Charlotte need to get off this Nick Batum money. Denver are waiting on, they found out yesterday that Paul Millsap will be back early to mid-March as opposed to the All-Star break. So they need to sort of have something to keep them afloat in that time. So I don't know, is there a Nick Batum Denver deal there? Maybe. It'll be interesting to see if that happens today. But they should both definitely do it, I reckon. I mean, Batum, fucking contract year-itis. What do you reckon? Jesus. How about an extra one? Is it weird that Harrison Barnes' name never comes up in trade rumors? Yeah, nah. Like, it's because he's shit and overpaid, but at the same time, you'd kind of expect people to talk themselves into him. It's just weird, man. Like, who would give up anything for Harrison Barnes? That's the weird part. So there you go. Sorry, Dallas Maverick fans. That's just a fucking painted into a shit corner right there, mate. Right there. Anyway. Nas, look, if there had been more trade shit, this would have been good. So let's get to the old look at me, look at me.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
It is the unpopular opinion of the day. Oh, people are like, ooh, the trade deadline hangs over everyone at All-Star. So, like, it's really good that it's early. Get the fuck out of here. Like, front office people, the players, everybody, you're paid fuck tons of money. You know what? You can maybe fucking deal over the All-Star break for the sake of more transactions. Rather than like, oh, but I just wanted a little bit of time off in the middle of the season. How about get the fuck out of here? We totally get more deals when it's a week past All-Star. Because, like, you've got dudes like Vlade Divac out there getting shit-faced and trading, like, fucking Boogie Cousins. You know, this year he'd have like 87 cans and trade George Papadjonis for like a half pizza or something. You just know that it happened. Classic Vlade. It's fucking dumb to have it beforehand. Like, it's just too early. Like, maybe 2 weeks wouldn't actually sort of let teams sort of figure out exactly where they are. But if you give them the All-Star break just to sort of sit back, give themselves like 3-4 days just to really break down like the first, you know, two-thirds of the season and just go, all right, cool. So where are we at? What are we going to do? What's our plan going forward into the rest of the season? Then they get to hang out at All-Star break with all the other front office people, with all the other players. They get to talk shit. Everybody else might be off on holiday, whatever. So what if like a player who's on holiday gets a fucking message, go, ah, man, sorry, we traded you to like from fucking Orlando to Charlotte. They'll be like, ah, all right, cool, I'm going to Charlotte. Come on. Like, you fucking, why is everyone like worried about hurt feelings all of a fucking sudden? Get the fuck out of here. You're paid millions of dollars. Fucking deal with it. We get more deals when it's a week past All-Star. Move the fucking trade deadline back. This has been shit. Absolutely shit. What a horrible fucking trade deadline. Throw some fucking stones. NBA, you're done fucked up. Own up to it. Move it back next year. Come the fuck on. All right. Now, it's Thursday as well. So what do we do every Thursday? Oh, it is. Where in the world is Jonah Bolden? Where is he? Where is he? The old second round pick for the Philadelphia 76ers. Son of Bruce. Hey, our man is in Israel. That's right. Shredding for Maccabi Fox Tel Aviv. Played 2 games this week. Started both of them. Had a cracker in the one EuroLeague game that he played. Oh, there you go. Lakers are sending Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance to the Cavs. Oh, wonder what that's for. Interesting. Come on, Woj, hook us up. Anyway, Jonah Bolden. 1 EuroLeague game against Lithuania's Žalgiris. Not bad. Son of Bruce crushed it. Played 32 minutes. He had 12 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, a block, and went 1 of 4 from 3 as well. That's a fucking killer game. On you, Jonah. And then Sunday, played in IBL. That's the Israeli Basketball League, the sort of national comp against Maccabi Rishon LeZion. In only 23 minutes, he had 5 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 steals. Holy shit. 1 block and 0 of 2 from 3. Not as good, but hey, still out there crushing it. Not bad. All right, we'll take a break right now, and hopefully we might even have some more details on this trade right after. What do you reckon? I'm going to say this one.
G'day. This is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
Yeah, you are. Let's do it. It's NBA Straya. It's Australian Player Watch. Oh, shit is going down. So here we go. Cleveland is sending Isaiah Thomas and Channing Frye to the Lakers for Jeremy Clarkson and Larry Nance, according to Woj. Oh, Woj bomb. That is massive. How good is that? Isaiah Thomas. See ya, little guy. But fuck, I love that for fucking Cleveland, man. Getting Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance instead of like Isaiah Thomas, who has been, I don't know, an absolute fucking shit show this year. That means, you know, you get another switchy guy, you get another ball handler, another scorer. Oh, Cleveland is also sending their first round pick as well. Nice. Anyway, give me that. That's fucking awesome. Much better for the Cavs. We'll break down all the trades tomorrow as well. What do you reckon? All right, Australian Player Watch, Ben Simmons. Didn't play last night, playing on Friday. What do you reckon? Patty Mills, big win over Phoenix. He smashed the Suns, did Patty. Patty thrills, 18 points on 6 of 9. Nice. Shooting, 5 of 7 from 3. Fucking lit him up. 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal and a block for Patty. Pretty great. Jingling Joe Ingles in the win over the Grizz last night. Had a not as good one. 3 of 7 from the field, 7 points. 2 rebounds, 4 assists, not bad. 1 steal and 1 of 4 from 3 for Hot Streak Joe over there. Still, the Utah fucking Jazz, man. Like, 92 points in this game against the fucking slow it down Grizzlies. After, you know, 4 games of 120 plus. That's what happens. Jingler. Can't get free. Can't go off. The Jazz struggle a bit, man. All right, Dally's still hurt. Thon McCur. They play on Friday. Bangers Baines plays the Wiz tonight. Oh, shit. We'll talk about that in a second. Andrew Bogut still on no team. Mango Mathieu. We checked up on him in the Greensboro Swarm the other day. He's out there smashing. Daily question. Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yeah, but he's back after the All-Star break, according to the Utah Jazzers. And the final part of the Australian Play Watch, what's up with Kyrie? Well, he plays the Wiz tonight as well. Oh! So it's Thursday. Let's head over to Kiwi Corner Brew. Let's check up on Stephen Adams, our Antipodean fella. You know, he's just across over there in East Tasmania. What do you reckon? Stephen Adams, bro, is smashing. So since last Thursday's Kiwi Corner, Big Fella has been on a fucking tour. Friday against New Orleans, he had 23 points, 12 rebounds, 2 blocks. He goes 8 of 13 from the field. Unreal. Not bad, man. Not bad. Sunday against the Lakers, he has 12 points, 5 rebounds, 5 steals, and a block. Unbelievable. 5 of 8 from the field. And then Tuesday against Golden State, boom, he had 14 and 10. Unreal. 3 steals as well. So across his last 10 games, Steve Adams, bro, is averaging 15 points, 10 rebounds, and shooting a fucking absurd 64.4% from the field. On you, bro. That's fucking great. Good job. That's been Kiwi Corner for this week. And let's get to the game previews right after. This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya. Yeah, you are. And it's the, it's NBA Straya. We're going to do some game previews in a second. We'll check on what Patty Mills has got to say. In the meantime, what do you reckon? The Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board. Come on, Patty. What are you going to tell us? Come on. Patty. All right, all we got is Game Day Baller Game Day. Hashtag at Phoenix. Hashtag Go Spurs Go. Thanks a lot, Patty. Thanks a lot. Let's get to the game previews. Game previews. For Thursday night, bro. All right, Hawks at Magic. Gross! The two worst teams in the East. Oh, fuck that noise. I want no part of that. Jesus, Hawks and Atlanta. Two losers enter. One loser leaves with a slightly not as bad record. They're both on 17 wins. The Magic have got 36 losses. Atlanta 37. This is fucking gross. In the Magic Kingdom, two worst teams in the East. It's the NBA on TNT. Give me the Magic at home. Knicks at Raps. Let the tank begin! Oh, we have no more.
Extreme thing, Emil.
And that's it. No reason to watch the Knicks for the rest of the fucking year. All over, mate. See yous. Raps win this one. No fucking worries. Celtics at Wiz. Oh, now this is a fucking classic. It's number three. So Celtics are number one in the East. Washington are number four. But remember, they're very happy to fucking all dress up in black like they're going to a funeral. The stupidest fucking thing ever, but I love a rivalry, so hopefully there's some biffo. Hopefully these two teams hate each other, but there's no Isaiah Thomas. There's no one really talking shit on the Celtics anymore. It's a bit of a shame. There's no John Wall out there for the Wiz. Hopefully there's a bit of a biffo, but look, as long as it's not bangers and like Gortat, because like that should be fucking crazier than Batman versus Superman and the world might explode. So yeah, tough one, I'll tell you. I reckon the Celtics win that one in Washington. I reckon they got it. Hornets at Blazers. Oh, our man up in Portland, PDX Pete. He's going to go to this one, so we'll get a report from him, see how it's all going. But it's the Nick Batum return game, so it's going to be very fun to see how the Blazers fans feel about him a couple of years later. Hornets are shithouse, so Blazers should fucking ruin them, is my thought. Interesting to see if the Hornets actually pull any trades while they're out on the road. Mavs at Warriors. Oh, we believe in reverse. Let's go, shitty Mavs. I don't know. How have the Warriors somehow turned into the early thousands Lakers? They're just like, we don't really care about the regular season, eh, bro? And you're like, well, fuck. I wouldn't either, but still. You shouldn't be losing by, like, 30. Warriors still kick the shit out of the Mavs. That's how it goes. And then finally, Thunder at Lakers. We've got a fun night tonight. Celtics, Wiz, Thunder, Lakers, Mavs, Warriors. Hornets, even Blazers would be fun. So Thunder, Lakers. Paul George probably not sizing up lockers with Isaiah Thomas there. What do you reckon? He could hang out with Isaiah if he went there next year. Thunder lost to the Lakers last week, don't forget, but need to capitalize on that Warriors win on, Tuesday. Not bad. So come on, Thunder. I reckon they beat the Lakers. Lakers will be all like, oh shit, we've got like 8 dudes that we can play. So it's going to be a rough one, I'll tell you. But how's that? Breaking news here on the old NBA Straya with Isaiah Thomas and Channing Frye and Cleveland's first round pick going to the Lakers for Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance. I fucking love this for the Cavs. Jordan Clarkson, a ball handler. Larry Nance, switchy athletic forward combo. Like, this is good, man. I mean, yeah, it sucks that they lose Channing Frye and whatever, but still, there you go. All right, so you know what? That's it for today. Fuck yes, we'll wrap it up. And we might even pop back later today. You never know with like a, if the trade deadline goes bananas. But if not, we'll be wrapping it all up tomorrow in our big weekend preview. We'll have a trade deadline wrap and we'll preview all the weekend games. It'll be a fucking epic one tomorrow, I promise. Look at that. And that's been it for today. We'll be back tomorrow for all the ridiculousness that you've come to expect in you. I assume love. So follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia. Like us on Facebook. Get stuck in the old NBA Australia Never Forgets. We had Dante Exum yesterday. That was a classic one. The fucking good one. Old Kangaroo Kobe. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, all the good places that you get podcasts through. Come on, it's pretty easy. Chuck us a nice review and rating. That helps out, like, massively. In getting, like, you know, this out to other people. And, you know, if you feel like it, tell some other people. If they like basketball, go, oi, do you fucking listen to NBA Australia, you dickhead? It's fucking awesome. Go on, chuck him a listen. He's just some moron just hanging out, yelling. Anyway, do it. Come on, help us out. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats, the best band in Australia right now. Their new single, Stop, is out right now. Requested on Triple J. Help them out. They're fucking great, man. Extra special thanks to the legends at Green Green Green, Iowa, Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. NBA Australia supports Australian bands. Check them out on Bandcamp and Facey. They're fucking great. And stick around. We're going to finish up with the Diary of Stephen Adams, but that's it for today. NBA Australia, we'll catch us tomorrow with the trade deadline wrap. Lederhosen!
Oh, kia ora, boo. It's Stephen Adams here, eh? I'm just checking in for my weekly diary, eh, with yous. So, here it is, bro. Here, diary. It's me, Stephen Adams, eh, bro? But you knew that already, eh, probably, because you're my diary, eh? Anyway, how are you, bro? I'm good as, eh? I mean, we lost a couple of games there, bro, but it's okay. We won, like, 8 straight, bro, so the little fella Russ didn't fly off the handle. And he didn't threaten to break my friend Terrence's arm if he muffed up again, eh? He also left Terrence's kitten alone too, which was a relief. But the good news is, bro, I've been playing real good, eh? And that's good, because no one yells at me when I'm good. So I can just play, then go home, and put on my jandals, have a hangi, and get on with perfecting my pivluva recipe for when we won, eh, bro? Because even better, bro, when we went to San Francisco, eh, to play my friend Kevin, it was all like, oh, nice to see you, eh, bro? And he was all like, oh, good to see you, eh? How's your mum? And I was like, oh, good, bro. Everyone's fine home in NZ, eh? And then that was it. He's a good fella, Kevin. I call him Friendly Kiv. Don't know why little Russ hates him so much, though, eh? Speaking of Russ, did you see in Denver? I nearly had to walk a fella, eh? He was getting a little bit too close to my bro Russ there, and Russ gave him a shove, and I was all ready to get on the mucks. But security were all like, get out of here, bro. Stephen Adams is coming, eh? And that guy fully skedaddled, eh, bro? Oh well, maybe next time. Anyway, we've got the All-Star break coming up, which'll be nice, bro. I'll maybe take my chili bin down to Mexico and sit on a beach drinking stubbies and making hungies, bro. That sounds mental as, eh? So I'm looking forward to that. But you know, we've got a couple of games coming up. That'll be fun. But then, I'll get the chill out. It'll be fucking good, bro. So, until next time, hopefully I'll be on a beach in Mexico, eh? Much love, Stephen Adams.